Earth.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to InfoWars. We haven't really talked about it, but there's a bunch of drama going on with Tim Pool. And it sounds like he's just, and his organization like grew bigger than he can handle. And it's just illuminating watching sort of the collapse. I guess he's fired some people. I guess he announced he's having a kid. I don't know. He's going through some stuff, but he went on a show and he did a rant where he just keeps saying, like, I can't be doing everything. And he's sort of throwing all of his subordinates under the bus, basically saying he works 16 hours a day and they're just sort of kicking their feet up and doing the bare minimum. I just want to remind everybody of what I've said over and over and over for the past several years, which is that InfoWars works harder than anybody else in the business. It's just not even close. And I've talked about it with some other places. I don't have any particular insight into Tim Pool's situation. I can tell you when I've been there, there's usually a couple people sort of sitting around watching skate videos. It doesn't give off the impression of the most hardworking atmosphere. And you compare that to InfoWars, where everybody that works here is driven by a mission. And that really is, I think, the missing aspect of Tim Pool, is that he's not driven by a mission necessarily, not a well-defined one anyway. Or at least while he may be driven by ambition, it's not something that like inspires or compels people underneath him to put in the same amount of work. InfoWars is a little different. I said on Twitter yesterday, and I'm not even joking, he should really do a show where he brings in Alex Jones, no other co-hosts, no news topics. It doesn't even have to be streamed, but I think it'd be very interesting if it was. Tim Pool needs to sit down and go, Alex, you've been doing this for 30 years. How do you do this? How do you keep the energy up? How do you get your employees to pick up the slack? How do you delegate? I want him to hash out his problems with Alex Jones, not only because I think he genuinely needs advice and input from someone like Alex Jones, who has done this for 30 years and who has built a company where everybody here believes in the mission, puts their own time in, takes, time and effort. I mean, if you think, again, no disrespect to Tim Pool, but like, they don't have any graphics. They don't do three live radio, television, film shows. What work is there to even do at Tim Pool? You do a show a couple times a day. You sit in front of the camera. There's no pre-production. Look at everything InfoWars does. The website, band.video, the graphics, the edits, the compilations, the hype edits, the memes. Like, we're just a constant engine churning out content to a massive degree, to a huge audience. And everybody here works themselves to the bone for this mission. Alex Jones, more than anybody else by far. He's here on Saturdays, he's here on Sundays, he's here after the show, he's here before the show. He's dealing with stuff in the commercial breaks. I mean, you want to know what it takes to run an organization like this? You got to be Alex Jones. And I sympathize with Tim Pool because I'm more of a Tim Pool type. I'm not an Alex Jones type when it comes to the things that Tim Pool's talking about. Like, I get it when he's like, I can't be the one to do everything. I'm like, wow. I could see how that would feel. Luckily, I've the best crew in the entire world who just does everything. And, you know, all the behind the scenes stuff is just incredible, all the work that they do. But like, especially if you're like a perfectionist and before I start working in InfoWars and I'll do like short films and stuff, I would just do everything because like I just nobody could do it like I could. So I would just have to do it. And like the whole thing with Tim Pool all sort of, I guess, everything broke down because a graphic card stopped working. Now, I understand what that's like. We understand what that's like at InfoWars to have some equipment break. And it's just like, it's like symbolic of everything else, right? And Tim Pool even said something like that on his thing where he's like, I can't even get a computer working. What the hell am I doing? I can't run this company. What the hell are we doing? It's like, I can't. I've been trying to create a coffee shop for 2 years, and I just can't do it. He needs Alex Jones, or the Alex Jones spirit. Because again, when Alex Jones runs into roadblocks, he gets fired up. I understand Tim Pool's style, but then there's this like feedback loop where like Tim Pool's not aggressive, so he's not, you know, demanding that people do what they're supposed to do to keep the company running, keeping his employee. You know, he's friends with his employees. Probably not going to fire him. He's not going to like yell at them. Somebody on X, when I said, you know, Alex Jones needs to, or he needs to have a conversation with Alex Jones, with somebody like, what, he needs to do what Alex Jones does, you know, yell at the crew and then apologize. And it's like, yeah, kind of. Yeah, that's what it takes. If things aren't working, people aren't doing their jobs, sometimes they have to get yelled at. It's like how it works. I don't know what to tell you. But if you're a Tim Pool type, then you don't yell. You become passive aggressive. Those are the options. You can be aggressive, you can be passive aggressive. And when you're passive aggressive, things just keep going wrong. They keep not working. And instead of like confronting it and maybe even getting a little bit mad, maybe even having a shouting match behind the scenes. Like, it's fine. That's what needs to happen for things to get working right. But instead, if you internalize it, then you're like in a bad mood and people are not wanting to, you know, walk on eggs. You know, they want to walk on eggshells around you and don't want to make you mad. They can tell you're mad, but you're not saying anything. And then, you know, they don't really know what to do. It's like, it's communication, it's delegation, it's things that Alex Jones has learned to do. But at the end of the day, what it really is having a mission, having not like a plan moving forward, but like a meaning behind what you're doing, a purpose behind the work. Because like we've said a million times, humans can put up with anything. You can work 16 hours a day. You can be in a foxhole for 12 months. If you believe in what you're doing, if you believe that your sacrifice is worth it, then it's no problem. But it's hard to twiddle your thumbs if there's no purpose to it, right? You can be exhausted and worn out and broken by easy things if you don't feel like there's a reason behind it. So you have to have the reason. And again, I just want to emphasize that it's not just TimCast, it's not just, I don't even want to name the other ones. Nobody works as hard as InfoWars. Nobody works as hard as Alex Jones, and nobody works as hard as InfoWars employees. And we do it because we believe in it. We do it because we're proud of what we create. And we do it because we see what Alex Jones puts himself through, and we want to help, and we want to lessen his burden, and we want to take care of things so that he can focus on the real issues. And it just emphasizes yet again this point that InfoWars is unlike any other media organization ever. For a variety of different reasons, but probably the most important is the commitment that we have, the ambitions that we hold to save the world from globalism, to illuminate in humanity what we're losing and how to retain it. And if there's any organization that's worth supporting, it's InfoWars. If there's any news outlet that is the real deal and that gives it its all, and that will be playing on the field until the final whistle blows, it's InfoWars. So please support us by going to thealexjonesstore.com. Sign up for the Alex Jones VIP membership. You sign up for the membership, I think it's a $30 fee, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you want to buy something from the Alex Jones store, if you want to support us and be a contributing member to this mission, if you too are fired up by this fight of humanity versus the faceless robotic censorship surveillance oppression grid that's being erected all around us, go now, thealexjonesstore.com. Sign up for the VIP, and if there's something that you want to buy that's $40, just buy the membership and you get it for $30, basically. That's basically how it works. It's a great deal. You get a whole bunch of other benefits. You get early access to products. You get, you know, early access to announcements. You will be a part of the inner circle of InfoWars by signing up for the Alex Jones VIP Club at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP, and you can go there knowing that your contribution is going towards the superlative, the ultimate, the pinnacle of dissident right-wing media, who has proven and has the track record to show that we are not a flash in the pan, but a decades-old institution at this point that has changed the world and will continue to change the world as long as your support keeps us afloat. And again, I want to emphasize and sort of the undergirding to so much of our messaging. But maybe we need a shirt or something. Maybe there's a more clever way to say it. Stop being naive. Don't be a sucker. Just have a bare minimum of skepticism about what you're being told by the authorities. That's all that we're asking. Just stop falling for it. It's not hard. We were right about COVID. We were right. And this is one of the things when I said that Anna Kasparian doesn't quite get it because she treats the middle finger that is Donald Trump as some sort of just petulant.